Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, July 24th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Washington, D.C. Well, let's start today at the other side of the world in Australia. Press reports indicate that people in Australia are receiving blackmail SMS scams, which we have seen before via email, but not via SMS message so far. The SMS message promises that a hitman is after you and that you may be able to have your life spared if you pay $5,000. Obviously, not too many people are falling for it, as this article indicates, but kind of interesting how these scams that we saw via email in the past are now moving to other media. Well, if you're into hacking or assessing smart meters, you have a new tool available now. Terminator is a Metasploit-like package that is geared towards attacking smart meters. That was a big topic of some of the evening talks at Sands Fire, and certainly there are plenty of utilities out there that are starting to deploy smart meters and more smart grids, where smart grid really means that the electricity grid itself is more instrumented to, for example, more intelligently distribute power. Terminator provides functionality for some of the standards being used by these smart meters to read and write configurations, as well as to parse log files and other kind of events from the meter. And Skype sponsored an interesting study looking at how many users are actually updating their software if they're prompted to do so. So this is if the software actually asks you, hey, there is an update available, do you want to install it? 40% of users click no, they don't want to install it. And 25% of users think that these updates usually don't really provide any real benefit. And actually, in many ways, the security updates are the ones that probably provide the least perceived benefit to the user, because, well, there are no new features. And on the other hand, of course, there are plenty of examples where updates actually crashed systems or prevented users from actually using the software later, or just made it harder for them to use because things moved around in the user interface and similar issues. Now, one interesting quote here they're releasing as part of the survey is that developers usually see updates as a positive thing, saying, hey, we are giving you new functionality, a better software. However, the user usually sees updates as a big negative, as they're saying here, it's an act of aggression against the user just because of all sort of the bad side effects that users have experienced in the past with updates. And then we got a new record breach, at least for this year. 8.5 million hashed passwords were stolen from online gaming site Gamigo.de. This is a German site. The password hashes were made public and posted to some crypto forum, where evidently up to 90%+ of the passwords have already been cracked. And the Black Hat conference is starting in Vegas this week. Well, it turns out that about 7,000 plus attendees of the conference received a suspicious password reset email. First, it was suspected to be a phishing attempt. Of course, that would have been quite a feat to get sort of a list of participants off the conference and send them a phishing email, because the link actually didn't go to the Black Hat site, but to a URL shortening site. Well, it turns out, according to Black Hat, that this was not a part of a breach per se, but that, as Black Hat puts it, a bored volunteer abused some admin functionality to send out these emails. Well, Dropbox revealed a new feature that actually initially at least sounds like it gives you a little bit more fine-grained control over access to your Dropbox. So far, you had sort of your own personal Dropbox and a public one that was open to everybody. With this new feature, you can now share content off your Dropbox with selected other users. Now, what Dropbox is not telling you, and the Security Human blog actually pointed out, is that whenever you give another user access to your Dropbox, you also assign them the right to pass this permission on to others. So essentially, they are now becoming a co-admin of your content. This is at least the default setting, and you have to be careful if you assign this permission to someone else that you do not give them the permission to actually pass on this kind of access. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.